Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer. We're here live at the SiriusXM studios in the Wynn in Las Vegas. We have an extraordinary guest. He is the father, in my opinion, of biohacking. If you haven't read his latest book, Heavily Meditated, you are missing out on a great guide to fulfillment, passion, purpose, and believe it or not, profitability. Let's welcome to the show the amazing Dave Asprey. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, David.
It's good to see you, man. You know, we've been friends for a long time and both participating early on with the Transformational Leadership Council. Part of transformation today has become biohacking thanks to you in enlightening, elevating the awareness to what even biohacking was. Now it's quite common and yet It's advanced. We were just talking about blood work and some other things. What do you think the biggest advancement that has the most attention and also credibly has the most impact in the biohacking longevity world today?
And the biggest innovation is personalization. It turns out that pretty much every study that says, oh, you do this to live longer, it actually wasn't about you. A bunch of people said, oh, let's measure a million people, let's make a curve, and then let's assume you're probably in the middle of the curve. But if you're one of the people on this end or this end, the advice won't work for you. But with AI, it's really easy to say, well, you know, this gene is over here, this gene's over here. So you can have something that's ultra personalized that you could not have bought for $1 million 5 years ago. Wow. So it's the golden age for doing what works instead of what you think works, but actually doesn't.
Matt Ebert, are you on the longevity path today?
I'm starting to because I've spent my whole life working too much and not paying attention to my health. And now I kind of want to worry about living a little bit longer. Well,
so. I'm happy to introduce you to Dave because he certainly will help you.
Yeah. So I think it's a great place to ask the question because somebody who's just starting to pay attention to it, it can seem overwhelming and it can also seem like there's so many different sources, so many different opinions. Where do you start if you're new to this?
Well, you'd start by asking yourself what matters. And if you don't have a goal, gathering data is just a waste of time. So do you want to live longer? Do you want your brain back? Do you want to lose weight? Do you want to put on muscle? Do you want to look different? All those things are just manage stress better. Any of those things. Or maybe it's libido. It doesn't matter. This is my...
I'm asking for a friend about the libido, Nick.
I was talking to David, actually.
Yeah.
These are things that are incredibly common, even in people's 30s now. They're having problems across all of those variables. So, all right, where are you? What's your biggest pain point? And you start saying, what are the things that apply to that? And then you get your lab work done or you start measuring it and you start doing the things most likely to work for that. I can tell you that no matter what you have going on, if your thyroid hormone or your sex hormones or your sleep are broken, that's probably why. So you start measuring those. You can do it with a functional medicine doctor, or there's plenty of places online where you can actually order lab work. They'll send someone to your house, or you can go into one of the little offices out there, They draw your blood, and you have your scorecard. And no one's ever done training at the gym, you know, as a professional athlete without measuring what their performance is like. Yet we take our supplements and we do our workouts without measuring, isn't making me healthier.
So it's all the answers that the blood gives you, whether you're moving the needle in the right way or not.
It's the goals plus the lab tests that match the goal. So you don't have to get all the lab tests, you just have to get the lab tests that tie into what you care about.
Oh, first of all, it's great to meet you. And obviously what you're doing is very topical at the moment. I mean, I hear the word peptides 8 times a day now. It's become the new thing, as you, I don't have to tell you, pioneering it, but I'm hearing it in my circles, whether it's in the film and television community, in the beauty space, wherever I go, even just talking to friends, everyone's on these peptides and there's so many, and it is very confusing to know where to start. And that was a great question. So I have two quick questions. Number one, what is the, since you mentioned websites and online, is there a specific go-to for that you would recommend to people? For myself personally, I'm going to go to that because I'm just beginning my journey as well. And secondly, why do you think that word peptides is now being used all around the world on a daily basis by everybody pretty much? How did it make his way into the culture in that way?
Peptides are something that I added into the world of biohacking about 11 years ago. And I put a huge chapter on them in Superhuman, my longevity book. which just kind of set the tone for many of them. So biohacking has a 25-year path of let's introduce this thing at this time when people are ready to talk about it, things like red light therapy. The first famous peptide was collagen peptides, which I might have turned into a billion-dollar industry when I was running Bulletproof. Before then, no one really used collagen or its peptides. So peptides are just small numbers of amino acids glued together that can have signaling properties in the body. And it kind of drives me nuts when I see people saying, I want to go use peptides. Are you taking your vitamin D? Are you taking your minerals? Are you eating enough protein? Because going for peptides, which are relatively powerful, when you don't have hardware that's capable of running them, is a bad idea. So most people ought to take care of the basics for at least 60 days. You know, get your vitamin D levels measured. Take enough of it. Take your vitamin K, and vitamin D is the combination of all those. And if you take really expensive peptides that cost, you know, $100 or $500 for this month, and you're lacking zinc and, say, manganese, which are important minerals that most people don't think about, that peptide won't be able to do its job. It'll send your body a signal that says, you know, build muscle or fix a nerve, whatever. The body says, okay, great, I'm going to do it. It goes, oh, I don't have the manganese I needed. So then you just get it stressed. You don't get the results. So peptides come after nutritional sufficiency. So what does that mean? Eat 1 gram of animal protein per pound of body weight for 2 months, throw away the seed oils, stop eating ultra-processed foods, and then do peptides, and then you'll get the investment.
I've got a unique question for you. I'm lucky enough to say that RFK Jr. is a friend, and I've been doing some work with Jay Bhattacharya, who's the head of NIH. Why are so many people trying to oppose fundamental health standards like no pre-processed food? Why is that? Is that simply money and the corruption of the existing system?
There's two answers to that. Lay people are opposing this because they're addicted to ultra-processed foods and because the propaganda engine from the big food industry is very strong. So somehow access to Twinkies becomes an issue of personal freedom and liberty. It is any.
I thought maybe he said
Twinkie lobby.
I thought maybe he said Lay's people, but he said Lay. He said Lay. So okay, go ahead.
Believe it or not, the guy who ran Twinkies ended up against my wishes taking over Bulletproof when I was being exited from the company against my will. That's why Danger copied new business. Very ironic. How to take a company down. What's going on here is these big companies know that if they put things in that cause a crash in energy by directly poisoning your mitochondria, by interfering with your system, that you will get cravings very quickly. And they measure how quickly you get cravings. So they have engineered foods that make you hungry. And it's really easy to tell if you ate one of those. Whatever you had for lunch, if you thought about food in the next 4 hours, you ate lunch wrong. If you didn't eat enough, yeah, or you eat the wrong things. And it's probably, if you had some processed food in there, that's probably what made you hungry. It was designed to do that. And they're not going to let that business model go. It's almost as good as smoking. Oh, wait. Big Tobacco bought Kraft a long time ago.
Exactly. Well, one thing that separates you, Dave, is you clearly have integrated a meditative model and what I would call the soulful frequency model with the biohacking of the body, because ultimately you will not maximize your potential if you don't integrate the two, because one feeds the other literally and figuratively.
Yes. In fact, I'm sitting here at the headquarters for 40 years of Zen, where for the last decade or so, I've had more than 1,000 CEOs come through and spend 5 days with my neuroscientists, my team of facilitators, reading their brainwaves and showing them how to be untriggerable by anything. And they have the same brainwaves as someone who's meditated for decades after their 5 days here. In fact, I've got 6 people out doing it right now. And it's one of those things. I've spent 6 months of my life training my brain. So I couldn't run the multiple companies I run now and write the books and be on stages and do the show.
Yes.
Or the biohacking conference, you know, Beyond Biohacking is 5,000 people. Steve Aoki is playing in about a month, May 27th here in Austin. And I'm so grateful that I learned that stuff from my elders when I was in my 20s. People in their 80s started teaching me longevity and how to be a, a decent human being. And it's hard work. But if you're in leadership or you're an entrepreneur, either you drive you or someone else drives you and you don't know it. So you want to be the guy driving.
One last question is, we talk about I take NAD and Wolverine peptide, but I've got them from good sources. Your comment about that, because you can take peptides, you can take vitamins, all those things. If they're not from the right source, if they're not from an organic and pure source, they won't work efficiently. So I'm sure you have insights into that.
Yeah, I like to buy mine straight from Wuhan because the strong good stuff comes from there.
Yeah.
Right on.
Wuhan. Yes, I'm going to take a vacation.
All right. More realistically, you can pay a lot of money to get them from a compounded pharmacy. And there are reliable companies online. Right now, it's a bit of a gray zone because Bobby Kennedy and his team have said, you know, they're loosening up on peptides, but they're also looking at mandatory testing and things like that. And we're right in the middle of the process. So the suppliers kind of change on a regular basis. I recommend getting them from a physician or a compounding pharmacy if you can afford it. And if not, get ones from a company that publishes third-party data. It's not always a good idea to get peptides from an influencer because there are some out there that aren't great. But the problem of purity is, of course, used by the companies who are not pure. So a lot of companies are just throwing mud at each other. I haven't seen huge problems out there, but I have seen some with bacterial fragments or heavy metals. It's not as dangerous as you might think, but it could be dangerous.
What's a website or what's a, for the layman that you recommend?
I have a really good podcast. It's called The Human Upgrade. And I've had a few episodes there where we go really deep on peptides, a bunch of blog posts on daveasprey.com. But really your best bet is to go to your favorite AI. Claude is much better than OpenAI, and Google is useless because it has a censorship engine against functional medicine. So Claude is really good. And you can say, hey, Claude, act like I'm a functional medicine practitioner and expert in peptides. Tell me what this does. What's the dose, right? And then whatever it tells you you're going to do, you're going to copy all that and paste it into any other AI and say, make sure this is right. And if they both agree, there you go. You just got yourself $1,000 worth of peptide consulting.
He's not only a biohacker, he is now the peptide hacker as well. He is a life hacker. Check out The Human Upgrade, exceptional podcast. And a great guest, as you can tell. Dave, we'll be down on the Aspire Business Tour. Love to invite you to share stages with me on May 21st down in Austin. As well, we will be reaching out with an invitation. The world needs more exposure to the Godfather himself, the father of biohacking, the incredible Dave Asprey. Thanks for joining us on Office Hours.